You are now tuned in to the latest episode of Crayon vs. Culture, hosted by LaShonda.
Welcome back to another episode of Crayon vs. Culture. It's LaShonda, and I'm joined today by Crystal, Fee, and Ace Alpha. And today's topic, we'll be talking about natural beauty body versus cosmetic body beauty, whatever. But basically, kind of go into like body shaming. So, how do you guys feel about people that are not of color going underneath the knife? Not even underneath color. People that don't, that feel like they're inadequate and they feel like they gotta go underneath the knife to achieve certain things or certain looks that they want. And I'm gonna go with, I think I'm gonna start with Fee.
No, I'm gonna go.
You wanna go last? Okay. We'll go Crystal.
I feel as though if you're insecure about your looks, then that's a different ball game other than doing it to kind of fit in. So I agree with those that are doing it maybe because they've been through something or maybe been teased. I agree with that. But if you...
But does that cure it?
No, it doesn't cure it. No.
Because it's still there.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, it's not yours.
Right. So, yeah, if you need it, then yes. If not, then no, you're looking a mess. So
I'm a mess. All right, Ace, what you think? That's a male here.
It's really unfortunate in situations because some women that, or most, is a lot because it's a lot both ways. A lot that do it, fuck their looks up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm.
So it's unfortunate.
Like, you got to give it time, sis. You cooking.
I mean, that's fine. I mean, but sometimes the final product ain't looking too good. Oh. That's in some cases.
In most cases.
And that's the thing where, damn, you shouldn't have did that.
Yeah.
Sometimes that shit work for them, you know what I'm saying? You have someone, you know, beautiful looking, like, oh, you know, me, I'm a man, I don't really know what's fake and what's not unless I touch it, so I ain't do too much.
And you cannot be touching, me too, you know, my brother, me too.
Saying,
yes,
but that's what I'm saying, like, if it look good, it look good, but in some cases when they overdid it on some little Kim shit.
Yeah,
man, because Lil' Kim was bad.
Yeah.
Before she did all that, Lil' Kim was bad.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Ladies Night, what? I was like, yeah.
Yeah,
she
was.
And that's the difference in completely changing who you are.
Yeah, that one right there. That's
just sad.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that's another one off the radar. Can't even really look at you no more.
Yeah, ain't no coming back.
And that led to another question, but I'm gonna ask it later. But do you guys feel like people are doing this because of social media, or is it something that people always been doing, but because we have social media, it's more prevalent now?
It's more prevalent because of social media.
No.
You don't think so?
Because I would do it, and I can't wait to get the money to do it.
To do what?
I don't think I have to say that.
Yes, you do. You have to say
but
that.
But I want to do like a mommy makeover, the tummy tuck and the breast lift. I want that.
Why don't you just work out?
I don't know how to work
so
out.
So working
that's
out,
not,
like if you...
That's not going to work out. It's
working
not
out
gonna,
won't lift
that workout
your breasts.
Is not going to work out
that won't lift your breasts,
me.
Right?
I mean, I want to be that mommy that I... You know, I can...
Oh, Miss Parker.
Sure, yes. I want to be...
Miss Parker.
My, you know, right now this is a push-up. It has a little pad in there to lift everything up. And
that's what you have?
Yes. That's what I don't want to do that anymore. I want to be able to just wear a regular bra.
Do you know, like, doing things that are not naturally yours can, like, it's not natural,
okay.
So your
and
body
you know
feels weird.
And I'm glad you brought that up. This is not a cosmetic surgery, or it might be.
It is.
No, this is what I want to ask. D. Patchwork.
LaShonda. Whatever. You don't call me everything but
LDB.
You went and got a laser eye.
Mm-hmm.
So How is it that you can go and get a laser eye when that's not naturally done?
Okay, okay. She got a point.
Okay.
So that was conviction.
Okay. Right.
How did you go get that done to make yourself, I don't know, maybe you didn't like wearing glasses. Maybe you kept losing your glasses. I don't know what the reason was, but you chose to go do that surgery. When I tell other people who really lose their glasses every day, you need to get that. They like, I'm not letting nobody put nothing in my eye. That's crazy, you know? Me going to put some breasts up, that's crazy. My breasts, because I had two kids. Unfortunately, I had two kids.
Okay,
so
okay.
A little down.
Okay.
I need to bring them back up.
But were you wearing a bra every day?
We're going to pause you, though.
Were you wearing a bra every day?
Yeah, when it's time.
We're going to pause.
That's the problem. You can't go and fix something that you did.
That you did to yourself. You let gravity get your breasts.
No, God made me like that. Cause some
no, God have, did not.
Yes, he did. Some
you let gravity get you. No, gravity.
No, some women, they have kids, they breasts are still intact. Me, I was unfortunate. It went down.
And then you called yourself breastfeeding. But pause.
Yeah, and then I breastfed. Yes, I
pause. Mm-hmm. When I did my eye, I was awake. My eyes cost me probably 5 minutes an eye or whatever. And it's not something that I did to myself. I was born. No, I was born.
You was about to be in Bird Box.
No, I was born. No. I was born with astigmatism. So basically my eyes wasn't shaped fully circular. They were shaped like a football. So had distorted vision, this and other. So basically they went in and kind of made it so that my eyes were circular again. But I don't think you can compare the two. Like, at the end of the day, I was born.
Were you able, could you just still wear glasses today?
Yeah. But glasses cost me $400 every year.
Every year.
And I wasn't paying that no more. For nobody.
Well, all I'm trying to say, this costs me a lot every year. When I go
your breath don't cost you nothing, bro.
When I go to the beach,
you have to wear a bra anyway.
You have to wear a bra anyway, sis. Come on.
It still sags. I don't want it to say. I want it to be up. Okay, and that's once I pay
up where?
Just lift it.
But what influenced that? Why?
Why?
Who's that's how my breath?
No.
Men see it.
No.
There's a reason.
No, I'm gonna take you back. From when you were 16, we all chilling at in the basement. You wanted your breasts up high?
Baby, I wish I could show you my breasts right now.
I don't want to see that.
Like, I promise you, the way my breast is now is not
what. And you know what's funny? If Ace wasn't in the room, she would show us. But because he's here, she's not going to.
Yeah,
and praise you, Jesus.
That's right, she's
good.
That's fine. I'm very fine with that.
But what I'm trying to say is, okay, yes.
But that's some a reason.
Why? Like, what clicking in your head?
Too far, but for me, I would do it because I don't like the way my breasts sag.
But who's going to
You don't like it?
Yeah, I don't like the way my breasts sag, and I don't like the way my stomach is when I wear bikinis. I want my stomach to be a little more tighter, a little more flatter.
So what you going to do?
I'm not
looking for a six pack. Bruh, you're like a stick.
Once I get that, that'll be it. That don't mean nothing. What
so
does that mean?
So what you going to suck that out of?
I'm just trying to get a little have a little pudge.
If we had kids, maybe, possibly, we would feel like that. You know what I'm saying? We don't have kids.
Nah, I got hit. But I'm going to push that thing out.
But I mean, I don't think I could ever.
I don't know. Whatever you got.
My whole thing is like, y'all don't understand anesthesia. Anesthesia is like crazy as hell.
You
like, you're dead.
Two C-sections.
But you wasn't dead. Bruh, you was
bruh,
alive.
I felt like I was dead.
No.
There's an epidural in my back. Yes, it is. You don't feel shit.
But you're
I'm
awake.
Dead, I'm dead.
No. No.
You're dead weight.
Your heart beating,
I can't
man.
Do nothing.
Your heart beating, okay?
No.
My heart is just me. I can't move. Do you know how scary that is?
No. No, Chris. Don't encourage her. She's awake. She's awake and everything and feeling everything.
That's even worse.
When I got put under... They killed me. They're talking about say your ABCs. I got to H.
At least you were sleeping. Me's being up the whole time.
But that's what they're going to do to you with your breasts.
Yes. I did it twice. Hey, right, let's go again.
So what do you think about this?
Yes, Archie. What do you think?
I think she's a grown individual that wants to pay for something on her body. So... If that's what you like to do, who are we to tell her not to do it? You know what I'm saying?
But what about you? Like, how do you feel like women. Like,
I mean, I don't, like I said, I go back to what I originally said. If it looks good, it looks good. But now to pretty much comment on why women do it, of course, there's so many factors from social media to people around them wanting to be like somebody else, or
right,
they just want to feel more secure. Or in this case, you had a couple of babies. Now you kind of feel unattractive to your standards. Now you're trying to get back to where you were. So it's so many situations. My only concern is just don't look fucked up out here. I mean, unfortunately, yeah, you don't
because
know.
Because if she does, I will drag her.
It's just a mommy makeover, yeah. The lift and a tummy tuck. Boom, boom, bow.
But, bruh, you don't have enough to lift and to talk.
You're doing it. Going to stuff.
You're doing it because you're comparing yourself to others.
No,
if every woman's breasts were down here, you wouldn't do it.
No. Let me tell you, baby.
That's true.
No,
yes.
It's not.
That's true.
No, if every woman hair down her back, I'm not going to sit here and want to roll my hair down my back. If every woman has a big butt, I don't want to have a big butt, honestly. A lot of women have big butts.
Bruh, so you rather be top heavy than bottom heavy?
No, I'd rather be the way I am right now. I'm fine with this
size. So the mommy makeover, what are you making over?
But I can
over?
Understand that insecurity.
Baby.
I can understand that.
When I don't have a bra on, my breasts are sagging. I want to lift them
but,
up. I don't know what part of that you are not understanding.
But
my stomach is a little saggy. I want to tighten that up.
Oh, but you're going to still be you. That's all I want.
You asking if she would still be her?
Yeah. So your breasts look like cow's breasts. Like how it hang, like how we squeeze, like. And then your stomach, you can't do sit-ups. Nigga,
you
can't do sit-ups because you feel PE. We done.
No,
lazy.
I'm lazy. No, I'm not.
No, she's lazy.
She's being honest, though. That's what she wants.
You know, and that's fine. My only thing is I don't want people to go underneath anesthesia for no damn reason. But if this is what's going to make you happy.
This is going to make me happy. And you know what's so crazy? I did this.
You don't have enough skin, sis.
But well, they'll tell me that because I just saw a girl skinny. I just saw a girl that was skinny like me, and she just went and got her breast lifted. Like, and she's still the same size. It didn't even make her breast look like crazy big. She just got it lifted, and I'm like, boom.
So they're just gonna prop it up like a pillow.
Prop it up like a pillow because these children sucked it down.
Because you let them.
That is a big insecurity for women, though.
What saggy breasts?
Yeah, yes. I can understand. I can understand it. I don't know what I would do then, but I can understand.
No, so
but
you got me anyway.
Anyway,
this woman, I went to go do this lady's hair, and she had just came back from California, and she had got the tummy tuck and her breast lift.
In Cali,
this woman is like 48 years old, 47.
She old, my dude.
Got grown girl, and she's over there. What happened to you?
You gotta see her moving around. Fee, how was she moving?
I was like, what happened with you? She was like, I just went and got a tummy tuck and a breast. I was like, oh. She's like, yeah, you see it. I was like, wow. She was like, yeah, my husband keep thinking I did it for him, or I'm doing it because of the other women, because you know, you be kind of insecure. She was like, I really did this for myself. I'm happy with myself. I want to be able to wear my certain clothes. And I was just like, you know what? At 40-something years old, I was like, you go, girl. Maybe I'll be 40-something doing it. I don't know.
So you want to be like, when you look in the mirror, you want to be like, damn, I'm fine.
Baby, you already got a cute face. Like, let me get the body on it and be like, I don't want to be at the beach.
But my whole thing is like, I don't feel you have to do go underneath the knife.
You're not looking at me like that, baby.
Because
I hope you're not.
I'm not.
I hope you're not.
No,
but I just need to get a little breast lift or something.
That's weird.
That would be weird. No.
No, but I'm just like,
I want you to look at me and be like, you know what, you do that do look good.
Okay, you're weird. I meant
you would have to have a non-family member in here.
Right. Like, Chris could probably tell you that shit, but we can't tell you that. But, like, you need to, like, exercise. Please?
Yeah.
No, thank you. See? You're lazy.
She had drawn a line in the line in the dirt. She said, I'm not crossing that workout.
She's not working out.
Not
no.
Crossing over there, no.
I mean, you can't whatever talk to nobody
you gotta
that
do.
That,
whatever you got
to
do.
They had an issue with PE in high school, so we can't even talk about it. So we're going to just leave her where she at.
Hey, she, I respect the honesty, though.
My own thing with anesthesia is like, you do it now that you're young, and then you have to do it probably when you get older. Because, you know, I've seen what happened with my grandmother and stuff like that. You have to do it again. It lessens your chances. Like, they basically kill you for that time frame.
So basically, it's dangerous.
Yes, it's what I'm telling her. Like, so you rather face this danger.
Is that your biggest concern, baby?
Yes.
Let me tell you something.
I care less what she want to do.
Let me tell you something. Having a baby is dangerous, and it can kill.
It is.
Me walking outside this door.
Okay. No. No.
No. No. No. No. No. This is serious.
Yeah. When it's your time.
I'm not finna take that as me. If I'm supposed to go on my birthday trip, me getting on that plane is a risk. Everything I do.
Why you gotta be so extreme, bro?
No, because this is what people forget. People forget this. Like, that you doing your eye, them little 5 minutes of laser, that was still a risk, D. It was still a risk.
But I was awake.
It was still a risk.
So her
you don't know that radiation is going to your eye.
What it comes down to is the anesthesia.
That's all it
that's
is.
That's all with her.
That's all it is with me.
That's all
because,
her.
No, Fee, I went A, B, C, D, E, whatever. H. I went to H, and at the H, not to know what the hell
you
they
slept
did,
good.
I was basically dead
yeah,
for a little
good.
Bit. But then
good.
To wake up coughing and have an asthma attack, it was like, what's good? You know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't recommend people doing that stuff because you don't see a lot of people done lost some people. You see Kanye out here, a whole
but
fool.
Then, no. His mama was recommended not to go back and have surgery. If you look at the documents, she was recommended not to go back, and she went back, so.
No, but that's the anesthesia. You can't, as a human being, you're not supposed to be put to sleep that much, unless you are physically, your body physically goes to sleep. But
your body can physically go to sleep quick.
Bruh.
So you agree with that?
So you are physically go to sleep.
I can sleep right now.
Okay, and then we can do the surgery.
You're
going to be dead. Once it cut her, she's going to be like, you're going to make it. That's all I'm saying. Like, I don't knock you from doing that, but I'm just like, how much are people willing to put themselves at risk to get results that...
Y'all, that's what it is.
That's all I want to know. Are you doing
I'm
it for us or doing it for
I'm
yourself?
I'm doing it for myself.
Oh, so you just want to be?
Yes.
You want to be
you
Instagram
be,
model?
Yeah, you know.
You want to look at
no,
herself?
And then guess what?
You don't want to look at herself, does it?
And then guess
you
what? Archie,
thank
she,
you.
No, she, then she gonna get pregnant. Anyway, go ahead.
She don't say. She don't say.
That's how it works.
You know what? That's the only reason I don't want to do it. I'm like, let me. Should I have my kids first and then do it?
God is mysterious. He gonna let you
I'm
build.
Definitely not gonna pay for that and then have some kids.
He
no, we're not doing this.
He gonna let you get fine like wine and then boom. Mm-mm. You got a little cub.
Nah, I'll do it after. I'll just have to wait till
so then you're gonna just pop out your one more. Then you got some wild. You got a wild. That's cool. That's fine.
Just get you a good doctor.
Get you a great
okay,
doctor.
Archie, what if your wife said she wanted to do something like that? How would you feel?
That's up to her.
Okay.
I'm really on some shit like it's really up to you as that adult. I mean, just don't come out here looking fucked up.
Yeah.
That's my only.
Don't be looking plastic out here, boo.
That's my only concern. Don't
right.
come out here looking fucked up.
No Barbie.
If you know what I'm saying, that's it.
That's it.
That's that.
But now if I start now, I also say if I start to see okay, you're trying to get little shit done like here and there, like okay, now you got that tripping.
Yeah. Like if your top lip
straight.
Not moving,
right?
Like straight, bro.
Right.
Yeah, now that stuff right there, I ain't playing with
what,
it.
What your lips, fillers? Are you not doing all that?
Your face.
Lips,
collagen.
I'm not pretty enough. I don't feel like I need all of that. That's for the other people. But
yeah, but they say it's addictive. That's the one thing that I've heard.
That's what I've heard.
You know what I'm
I've heard like because
that's
of the drug too. That they give them, like mm-hmm. the serum and stuff. It makes them like, oh, I felt good. What else can I do? I'm gonna go do this. I'm gonna go do that. Next thing you know, you got a whole new body.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like a car, you know, this is our car that we came in the world with, right? So now if you start cutting off this, doing all that and other stuff, your car eventually need maintenance. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna start feeling like hurt in here, this, that, and the other, because that's not what you came here with. You got different parts, so you always gonna have to repair stuff. Like, even right now, because they tell me I need a new knee. I ain't getting a new knee till I need a new knee. We're gonna rock with these knees that I came with until I can't rock with them no more. But you start cutting this and other, next thing you know, oh, I'm walking around here like a stiff army person, yeah, and I can't sit down. Like, y'all gotta push me down, and then I'm over here like a damn Lego. Like, I'm not doing all that.
Yeah, a lot of times they be saying that stuff so they can get paid too.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah. They told me I had arthritis in my knee. I need to start getting shots. No, the thing was, I wasn't working out and getting my legs strong, and now I just deal with knee pain once every blue moon. But in the time, just do this.
They said I have old knees. It's like, you have old knees.
What is an old knee?
Because, you know, like running track, basketball, and stuff like that, your knees, like the cartilage and stuff, wear out. But I'm just like, I'm in my 30s. I'm not getting no new knee. Y'all crazy.
Yeah, like
we going to go with these knees.
Like three shots that I needed.
The cortisone shots.
I did that once. I was like, you know what? I'm not doing this.
No, that is painful.
What happened? They drained my knee and they gave me a shot.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, you'll be all right in a week. I went back out there, hooped like in 2 weeks, back to the same pain. Had to come back. So you need to do this. No, I do not need to do this. Y'all just trying to get me to come back.
Mm-hmm. Keep coming back.
What you told me I needed to do isn't working, right?
Right.
It didn't work. I just started doing something else and then my knee. I mean, like, I still deal with knee pain because it's not going to go away. The thing with the surgeries that women be getting, you can't be trying to go to the bootleg person. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no. Getting chalk,
gasoline.
No, this is going to be on my credit if I have to.
The black.
Bruh, you better credit your body.
Oh, shit.
She's committed. Hey, she is committed. I like that.
Yo, she real what it is.
Yes, I have already researched this.
This is a lifetime investment.
This is an investment, baby.
So it's a 100% chance it will happen.
Pretty much.
It is.
It's going to happen.
After she has the last one.
Whenever I have my last child.
Together about 45, 50 feet. Who's that? That's your auntie,
chill out, she don't look like Cousin Faith from Soul Food.
You're like, hey, that's your auntie, you better chill out. No.
Like, hey, yes, yes.
Fee, really?
Happy with myself. Yes, happy with myself. Yes.
And then looking for your fufu and soup.
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta get that.
Yeah, I gotta get that. And then I'll work out. Because I know I have to maintain that.
You're not gonna work out, bro.
No, I know I have to maintain the stomach.
You don't work out.
I would never work out with you.
You have to start before.
If I see myself like with a flat, every day.
He ain't got no sense.
I mean, it sounds good though, but you know.
No, I won't do it. I promise you.
I hear you.
No, you're not gonna work out, bro. You don't even know how to work out.
I don't, but I will learn.
Like, this YouTube.
Teach me how to love. Right, just all you gotta do is YouTube everything,
bro. You gonna go to YouTube University to work out? Mm-hmm. Nah, you better go to Archie and.
Nah, he do a lot of stuff. He be sweating and stuff. I'm not trying to do all of that. I'm just trying to do a little.
Not trying to sweat?
Yeah. No.
So you have a gut.
No. I'm just trying to work. Keep the stomach, and that's it. Keep the stomach. That's the goal. Keep the stomach.
I feel you. You know, whatever your priorities may be.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yo, I can't believe the stuff that I'm hearing from her. Like, what?
Okay. And you know what? Some men have surgery.
Yeah, they do.
Kanye did.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did he have surgery?
He tried to get surgery to, because, you know, he was getting lopsided and body looking bad, but it's still.
He bad. Still felt so bad, but.
He didn't really do nothing.
Oh, he was like this.
You didn't hear him?
He got really fat, too. So.
No, you didn't hear when he said on, I think it was TMZ, he's like, I went and had lipo for y'all to look good for y'all.
Oh, yeah.
But I didn't see a change.
But he's still built back. We're not even going to talk about him because he don't deserve no mentions. He's been traded. a long time ago. So whatever. But yeah, the men's out here doing stuff, like weird stuff to themselves too. Like, you know how the V, the females like the V on a male. Nah, males over here trying to get the V. No. Like
men,
men's, yes. The men's.
Ain't never happening. I drink too much. I just want a little form. I'm good with that. My mom got a good. I know it's hereditary. I'm straight out here.
Right.
You feel me?
Right.
No, the men's out here trying to get the V and doing all kinds of weird stuff, like taking out ribs and stuff like that.
Hey, are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like regular men, but you know, the men that they're obsessed with themselves. Maybe that's another thing. Maybe on social media, maybe, you know, have a different sexuality, maybe trying to attract a certain audience.
Yeah.
They go on that extra mile to you know, say, look, watch Catfish.
I mean, the V cut is beautiful, but I want it naturally. Yeah, I want it naturally. I don't want no fake V cut. You either got it or you don't have it. But don't be over here false advertising.
Yeah, I didn't even have a V when I was in college playing basketball every single day. You know what I'm saying? It's not in my cards for me.
I wouldn't even think of that. I guess because that don't really matter to me, the V. I mean,
no, girl, that V matters. You don't remember the intro video? How does it feel?
I mean, it was nice and all, but it don't really matter. You can have a little, you know.
Okay, then you can have yours.
No.
Mash it fat.
Well, somebody got to be sexy now.
No. We both going to be on sexy like magnets.
No.
Oh, no?
Mm-mm.
Okay. But, I mean, to each his own, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah, some men, like bodybuilders or people that just...
No,
I've seen people,
but bodybuilders and stuff like that are cheap.
Yeah,
because like what you're saying, like
I heard of that, the calves.
Yeah, calves.
Some people
that
inject their biceps.
Yes,
like, that's nasty though.
That's weird.
And it doesn't even look right when you do it. It doesn't even look natural.
To your body.
That's really weird. Yeah,
so, like, injecting yourself with stuff.
Yeah, no.
It's a different animal. Yeah. Like I'd rather you be healthy and look the way you look, as long as you're not looking like.
I do.
I mean, you just gotta, you know. I will not say I feel bad for them. I just understand. There you go. That's big.
How do you understand?
I mean, you just have to. Just, you know.
God bless you.
Some people don't want pity. You feel what I'm saying?
Who is bad built?
Like, you know, like a sports.
As a male? No. As a male?
Celebrity.
Oh. No.
I know one.
Who?
He ain't really a celebrity, but he is a celebrity. But
hey man,
and then look him up.
He got a tire.
You think so, Shonda?
He is bad.
Spoiler. Like an egg shape? Is he an egg shape?
No, I can't wait for Ace to pull it up. I don't
see it.
You don't see what?
The bad build, just
you know who I'm talking about, though, right?
Yeah,
you would do that, girl. You would touch that, Chris. I'm judging you.
Yeah, that girl said what she said,
but you know,
no, see that cooked the good jelly fries.
Put his legs, see what they're talking about.
I don't want it. I'm good. Yeah, I'm straight. God bless.
Well, this is how you
see.
His face. That's what you want.
See? No, he's cute in the face. He just.
But that's natural.
Right here.
Look. See, she's showing you.
It's natural.
Like, you got the woman hips.
Yeah,
I don't like that.
Like, you kind of hippie.
Yeah, you definitely make the good jello fries.
We can't be fighting for hips.
He definitely makes a good jello fries.
He makes a good jello fries. The good jello. Like, I don't want nobody like that. Ugly dude. I'm going to find you one like that.
Oh, yeah. I want me an ugly dude.
She been saying she want an ugly dude. We're going to find you one.
With money. Don't forget that part. An ugly dude with money.
Bless you.
Okay.
You going to fall in love with his personality?
Pretty much. That's what we're going to go on.
She going to fall in love with his hips.
No, hell no. Don't be disgusting. I said I'm only picking one struggle, the ugly. That's the, you know?
This is a very big struggle right
now. Oh, so you want him skinny and ugly?
I didn't say that. I said I already picked a struggle of him being ugly. How much more struggles do you want me to take on?
Mm-hmm. At least you know Ace, what you want. She not serious.
He encourages me the whole way through. I love it.
Like, no. Yeah, you on some Pisces. You on some fairy Pisces bullshit encouraging her. She not serious. Like,
I am so serious. Oh, I am so... If you're out there and you know you don't look that good, but you got some money.
Hit her up.
Hit me up.
Wow. Like, we out here trying to get dates.
Hey, man. Okay. I support any adult in what they're doing. It has nothing to do with me.
Thank you.
You feel what I'm saying? So Thank if that's you. What you want to do, you're stressing the
Go money. Find your boo thing. Y'all, fall in love and do whatever it is yes, you're doing.
Thank you.
It ain't going to happen, though, because she's going to bring some all family stuff, bruh.
Excuse me?
Well, then, you know, she got to live with that.
What? Yeah, she going to have him in the closet.
That'll be even better.
Initially.
That'll be even better if he's there.
In the closet?
Yeah, at home all the time. That's even better.
Well, it's easy to find an ugly dude. You should have found that by
now. Oh!
No, with money? No, with money? Excuse me, no.
Wait, like, how you going? You have a paradox, bro. You said you want him ugly and with money.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I don't understand it.
I mean, you can't just do it. I'm like... There's ugly dudes with money. Let me don't even talk.
Well, I wish you luck in your future.
I wish you joy. Like, I'm on my Whitney Houston.
Thank you. That's all we about. Yeah,
we're going to be in our Whitney. We're going to be in our Whitney Houston.
Second date update. And I'll let y'all know.
Yeah, this update. Fee trying to find her ugly dude. So if you ugly, hit her up.
With money.
With money. This someone can just say more about. Yeah, oh, with money too. So ugly and with money. Hit her up.
Y'all niggas annoying. Yeah, that's what it be. That's exactly really what it be.
They but annoying. Don't annoy her. She got requirements. Ugly and money, but don't annoy her. So this is crazy, but you know, the dope thing about it is we'll be back again. We're going to wrap this up. Thank you guys for tuning in. Crystal, what's your IG handle?
Lovable Chris, LoveAbleCrys.
Fee?
Slyway Fee, SlyWayPhee.
Ace?
Ace underscore alpha, the number 2. That's ACE underscore ALPHA, the number 2. And also Twitter, Ace underscore YUNG, the number 2.
And you can holler at me, Patchwork. 85 on IG. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for tuning in. Remember, keep living life outside of the box.